Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to WAMS Radio, the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Bert Gallo. Thanks for listening today. And in the background, you hear the Electric Light Orchestra, telephone line, and very appropriate for today's guest. Carly Cooper is the author of Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. And this Christmas, one of the hottest holiday gifts, a new cell phone. Every teenager feels it's not only their privilege, but their right to have a cell phone. And Carly says, not so fast, moms and dads. This may not be the way you want to go. Carly Cooper, welcome to WAMS Radio. It's great to have you on the air with us today.
Thanks for having me.
Now, your book is a book of hope, ultimately, but boy, you had to go through some dark times to get to that point. Cell Phones and the Dark Deception talks, to begin with, about your husband and what happened with him. So let's start there.
My husband was ill for a long period of time after he had been working for 16 years building the power microwave amplifiers for the base stations of cell towers. He began developing symptoms that the doctors couldn't seem to figure out and determine how all those symptoms could have come about. And it was out of frustration that we began researching and trying to figure out for ourselves what the answers were and if his occupational exposure had anything to do with his illness.
And this went on for how long? You're trying to get to the bottom of this whole thing.
Well, in about 2001, I began researching the effects of non-ionizing radio frequency microwave radiation. And from then on, just looking on the internet, trying to get answers, and came across a illness that is called microwave sickness. And the illness had all of the same symptoms that my husband Steve was experiencing. And it really opened our eyes, and we began to realize that there definitely was a connection between that non-ionizing microwave radiation exposure, which is also what is used to transmit wireless signals, and, of course, in our cell phones. And the more I learned, the more I just wanted to share with people what they're not being told and why they're not being told.
The book is Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Carly Cooper is our guest today on WAMS. If you'd like to be a part of the conversation, you can call in nationwide at 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. That's a free call in the New York City metropolitan area, or send a note to us at our WAMS switchboard, and we'll be happy to ask Carly any of your questions. Carly, according to a survey by America Online of over 4,000 folks who use cell phones, 8 out of 10 cell phone users say, yeah, you know, we're concerned about the safety risk that we're involved. There was just a TV show a couple of weeks ago with Dr. Oz talking about these cell phone nervousness that many of us have. Now, having said that, you went through this issue with your husband, Steve, who I will say is no longer with you. And there will be a lot of folks listening today who will say, well, you know, it's different for a guy to be exposed to this microwave radiation, I think you called it, you know, for long periods of time right there at a tower as opposed to a casual cell phone user.
That is correct. And even though I realize that my late husband's exposure was a great deal more than what the normal cell phone user would receive, I also know that from the research that I've done, and I've been researching this since 2001, but the research that I have done, we have found out that cell phone users, up to 70%, experience these symptoms. And I think what is one of the deceiving aspects is that these symptoms are cumulative. As with smoking, you don't get lung cancer right away, and you don't start coughing right away. These are cumulative effects that you may say, well, I've been, you know, on my cell phone and using my cell phone for 5 years, 10 years, there's nothing wrong with me, I'm fine. Well, there are other things. There are symptoms that seem small that you might blame on your job, the stress, or different things that really are precursors to permanent damage. And most people are accepting of the fact that maybe brain tumors or brain cancer, but there's a lot that comes before that that they're unaware of, and nobody's telling them.
It's scary stuff. The book Cell Phones and the Dark Deception is by Carly Cooper. It's available online at Carly's website, and that website address again is
realcellphonedangers.com. That's realcellphonedangers is plural, .com.
You can also pick it up at amazon.com and bookstores everywhere. You have an awful lot of information packed into this book. You began, as you said, as the wife of a guy who worked on these towers, and he was misdiagnosed for quite some time, and so you really began to try to figure this out. But the book is just packed with reams and reams of scientific evidence. When you went through all this information, Carly, was it difficult for you to understand, to believe? Was there a lot of contradictory information out there?
You know, it seems like a lot of the studies, they're global studies, and it seems like a lot of the studies were saying similar things. And I think, you know, the people in the United States, what they don't realize is that the cell phone industry has been given the right by the government to govern themselves. And in saying that, what is happening is there is no government funding for independent, objective research in this country, and all the studies that are done by the manufacturers, such as Motorola. And when these studies are done, the government, again, has given them the right to decide whether they want to inform the public as to what the data has shown. And if the data, you know, is negative or shows that, you know, cell phones cause this or that, they will either, according to industry insiders, they will either skew the evidence, skew the findings, or do something with the study to spin it, to get it to say what they want it to say, or what they will do is they will simply tear up the evidence, and that'll be it.
Boy, it sounds an awful lot like the tobacco industry, what that industry has gone through in the last two decades with these companies who will come out and say, well, there's no danger to nicotine exposure, there's no danger to smoking, and of course, everyone knows better.
Well, and when it started out, I think, you know, as you said, with the children, you know, they targeted young people. It was socially acceptable. It was even socially unacceptable not to smoke. But even with studies, you know, proving that there were dangers with cigarette smoking, the industry, the tobacco industry, was adamant about that their smoking or that their product was safe. And it took, I mean, in my research, I found out it took 100 years before a warning label was put on a cigarette pack.
Wow.
And so I think a lot of these carcinogens, whether it's lead or whether it's asbestos or whatever it may be, you know, it takes a long time to get that conclusive evidence where there's no question. And I think the cell phone industry is following, and researchers, top worldwide researchers, have said that the cell phone industry is following the same line of action as the tobacco industry, saying that their cell phone use and the cell phones are safe.
The book is called Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Find out what you're not being told and why. Carly Cooper is our guest. And Carly, let's talk about Christmas time, buying your kid a cell phone for Christmas. You know, every adult has one or more than one, and now most teenagers feel like they should have them too. Well, it's at the top of the Santa's wish list for an awful lot of kids. What say you? What would you tell parents if they're being pressured by their kid to get them a cell phone this year?
Well, I think one thing parents should do is put that decision off as long as possible and try to help redirect their children into another direction. I think another thing, especially with the younger children, they are so impressionable. They want to be like mom and dad. And if you have your cell phone to your head all the time and that cell phone gets immediate attention whenever it rings, that child sees it as being very valuable and very important, and your child wants to be just like you. And I would say if you have a younger child, that maybe one of the best things to do is to maybe not reduce the importance of your cell phone.
Great advice.
There are reasons why, children shouldn't have a cell phone. They are so much more susceptible to the adverse effects of the microwave energy from the cell phone.
And why is that, Carly? Why are kids more susceptible than adults to this microwave energy?
Well, studies have really confirmed that children have thinner skulls, so it makes it easier for the cell phone radiation to penetrate into the brain and also penetrate deeper. The children's brains absorb close to 50% more radiation than the adult brains. Children's brains, as well as their eyes, absorb microwaves 3.3 times faster, and because their immune systems are so fragile, they're not equipped to protect themselves from this harmful carcinogen. And also their rapid cell division, it really increases their risk of DNA damage.
So it's all around bad news for kids. Now, you're a realist. You know that in today's world, cell phones are not going to go away. You can't put that genie back in the bottle, and I think it would be foolish to even assume that. What if folks like myself use a headset? Does that help to decrease the amount of this wireless radiation that folks could get hammered into their skulls?
Well, I think I have heard different things. If you are using a wired headset, the wire can pick up electromagnetic fields as well as, the radiation that you're being exposed to. If, on the other hand, you're talking about a Bluetooth, the Bluetooth does expose you to less radiation than holding the handset up to your head. However, it's still, when it's on and ready to receive a signal, it is getting signals and you are getting radiation, although it's not as much as your hand. It's still probably a lot more than what you would want to expose yourself to if you're looking for ways to reduce your exposure.
Carly Cooper is our guest today on WAMS. Her book is Cell Phones and the Dark Deception, and we're talking about the dangers of cell phone use. And it ain't just texting while driving, although that's bad enough. More with Carly in just a moment. If you'd like to be a part of the program, our number is 718-506-1944, 718-506-1944. And you can visit Carly online at realcellphonedangers.com. Back in 60 seconds.
Do you like to get up in front of groups? Do you like to speak and share your ideas with others? Or do you need to speak to be more successful? We can help. Just go to SeminarOnSeminars.com. The Seminar on Seminars is an intensive two-day hands-on event that will give you all the tools necessary to double or even triple your income as a seminar promoter, regardless of what field you're in. You'll learn the seven deadly sins seminar leaders make and how you can avoid them, how to develop a cash-in-your-sleep autopilot product marketing system, five keys to selling 35 to 50% more products from the platform, speaking tips that'll dramatically increase your evaluations and repeat customers, and much more. Go to SeminarOnSeminars.com now. That's SeminarOnSeminars.com. Or to get a special deal for Seminar on Seminars, call 800-345-DEAL, 800-345-DEAL, or visit SeminarOnSeminars.com. Do it now. That's SeminarOnSeminars.com.
This is WAMS Radio on the Blog Talk Radio Network. I'm Burke Allen in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., and we're talking with Carly Cooper, and her new book is all about the dangers of cell phone use. You can find Carly online at realcellphonedangers.com, and Carly sadly had to write this book at a time when she had a horrible tragedy in her own life. Her husband, Steve, worked on these cell phone towers that are popping up in neighborhoods all over the country, was exposed to this radiation over many years. Steve is no longer with us. Carly, though, lives on and has done just an enormous amount of research to put into her book, Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Let's talk about those towers that are in neighborhoods around the country. If a phone is that dangerous, Carly, how much worse is it to have towers right there in your backyard?
Well, I guess the key with all of this exposure is distance. And the farther you are away, the better off you are. You know, the towers, I have had numerous calls from people telling me that they wanted to have, you know, the revenue from the cell phone towers that, you know, any one of these service providers charges or offers. And but later on they would come to me, and I've had people tell me that they've experienced headaches that they never experienced before. I've had people tell me that they have felt that their heart was going a lot faster. I had a friend, she became a friend, and she had told me that once up in Alaska, they put the cell tower up in the steeple of a church that was a block away. She said she'd never had heart problems, and when that tower went in, there were two different times she was rushed to the hospital because her heart was beating so fast. And I think the thing is, there are effects from the cell towers, cancer, childhood, and adult leukemia, things that people aren't aware of. But the short term effects, most people don't connect the two. And I guess, you know, with the cell phones and with the cell towers, what I wanted to do is I wanted to help people make a connection. If you're dealing with memory loss, maybe it's not because you're getting old. Maybe it's because of this exposure. You know, if you're having headaches, which is how my husband started, then maybe it's because of your exposure. And I think people don't put the two together because nobody's ever educated them that the two have a link.
Carly Cooper is our guest, and we're talking about cell phones and the dark deception. And Carly, let me jump in there because we have a caller in Billings, Montana, Steve, who I think has a question that's sort of related to where we're going today. Hi, Steve. Welcome to WAMS, and you're on the air with Carly Cooper.
Hey, Carly. I'm trying to wrap my head around all this and exactly what you're talking about. And I was wondering if you could explain to me what exactly a phone exposure rate is.
Well, Steve, when you hold your cell phone up to your head, the way the signals transmit is through microwave radiation. Any wireless signal uses microwave radiation. It's very similar to putting your head in a microwave. However, the only difference is you can't feel the heat, and that's another one of the deceptions. So what scientists have found is anywhere from 50 to 90% of that radiation is being absorbed into your brain when you hold it up to your head from a handset.
Steve, do you use your cell phone a lot in your work or personal use?
Actually, I'm on one right now.
Wow. And Carly, this phone rate exposure that Steve is asking about, is that something that's measurable within the industry? Is there a percentage that some phones have a higher rate of exposure than others?
Oh, definitely. On my website, if you go to my website on the homepage, the lower right-hand corner, you can sign up for a free report. And one of the reports lists several phones and what their exposure rate is. Now, what the government has, or the FDA has, is what they call an SAR for each phone, and that's the specific absorption rate. And it's supposed to be within like 1.6 is acceptable. But acceptable, that's another subject. I mean, yeah, I don't think any amount is safe.
Are Bluetooth headsets better than holding up the actual phone to your head?
Yes.
Yes.
I would say yes. But I would say this too. When you're not expecting a call or when you're not going to be using it, don't have it on.
So don't leave that thing hanging on your ear 10 hours a day.
No. And another thing, let me ask you, if you have your Bluetooth on, Steve, where is your phone?
So at my hip.
Well, you want to get the cell phone off your body. I will tell you, there have been studies, another one that had just come out, that talk about men and a reduction, up to a 30% reduction in sperm count in men, if you're at a reproductive age, in men that wear their cell phones on their body. And impotence has also been a problem that has been associated in more than one study with men who choose to wear their cell phones on their bodies.
Wow.
Stuff to think about.
Thank you.
Steve, thanks for your call on WAMS on the Blog Talk Radio Network. We're talking about cell phones and the dangers that we're just now finding out in a lot of ways about this entire industry, a fairly new industry. And Carly Cooper is our guest today. Her book is Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Find out what you're not being told and why. And you can visit her online at realcellphonedangers.com. That's realcellphonedangers.com. So, Carly, when you began to do this research, were you surprised, or somewhere deep down did you all along think, geez, you know, my husband has been working for these companies and around these towers, it's got to be related?
Well, I guess I thought it was related, and there were times when I would say to him, you know, I think you're frying your brain.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't understand, I don't know why. And I finally asked him, you know, what were you working on? And he said, non-ionizing microwave radiation. And
which probably
meant
nothing to you, right? You had no idea.
Yeah, I said, what's that? And when I started doing the research, I started seeing cell phones, and I thought, no, that's not what I'm going for. No, that's not what I'm going for. And the more and more I read, I thought, you know what? This is exactly what he's dealing with. And, I mean, his symptoms started with headaches. Oh, headaches that got worse and just screeching in his head. And then increased stress. He dealt with a lot of pain, anxiety, irritability. He was moody, had horrible mood swings. He was always on edge. A lot of people deal with, and up to 70% of cell phone users deal with concentration difficulties, short-term memory loss, fatigue, tingling sensations, a ringing or a buzzing in the head. And most people, when they forget something in their age 40, and they might say, oh, well, it's just my age, or I forgot this and I'm stressed at work, I'm having too many concentration difficulties, and you know, they don't know that a link has been made. And I guess with my book, what I'm trying to educate people in, I know they're not going to give up their cell phones, but I had a friend who was sick because of mold. Well, most people hadn't heard of that for, you know, hear about, and fibromyalgia. And that was something new, and everybody kind of thought these people were crazy.
Right.
Well, when you are sick like that, you start looking for any connection that is available. You know, I guess I'll get rid of this, or I'll stop eating this, or maybe there's a connection with this. And what I want to do with my book, which has over 300 or has about 300 references from scientific studies, what I want to do is educate people and say, you know what, if you're experiencing memory loss, or your child is, or if you're experiencing concentration difficulties, or your child is and you're giving them Ritalin, just think that it might have a connection with the exposure. Because if you know there's a link, reduce your exposure and see if it makes a difference. It may not. But I would say, you know, that's, I want, just like I needed to find the connection for what was wrong with Steve, I think people need to know that there are links, and it's not just brain tumor and brain cancer. There are so many more things that people aren't aware of that they just need to know that connection has been made.
Carly Cooper is our guest today on WAMS. She's the author of the brand-new book, Cell Phones and the Dark Deception. Find out what you're not being told and why. And this Christmas, as lots of folks head off to the mobile phone store to pick up a holiday gift, this is certainly something to think about. Carly, we have just a couple of minutes left, and you mentioned the just reams and reams of scientific evidence that you've packed into this book. Give me a nugget here about what one or two of these things that we're not being told about our cell phone that probably we ought to know.
Well, I would say one of the biggest things for me, just because I know after 23 years of marriage, there were times when my husband didn't recognize me, and I had to put out our wedding photos to help trigger his memory. One thing that cell phone users are not being told is even before cell phones came out and there was studies on this non-ionizing microwave radiation, the radiation has been shown to open up the blood-brain barrier. And what the blood-brain barrier is it's a membrane around our brain which is supposed to protect harmful carcinogens from getting in, including some of our own proteins and that kind of thing. Well, what has happened is that when the blood-brain barrier is easy to penetrate, you know, all these harmful toxins and chemicals get in. And scientists have found that there is a link between what is found in the brain and Alzheimer's disease. And one thing that I thought was horrifying is that in June of 2007, USA Today came out with a featured front page article about people in their 40s developing Alzheimer's, people in their 40s who don't have a history of the disease in their family. And I just thought to myself, I mean, they were saying they didn't understand why, but this is happening around the world. And knowing that the cell phone microwave radiation opens up the blood-brain barrier and allows those toxins in. And the amyloid beta in the brain increases. And they can see that this is being one of the causative agents for the development of Alzheimer's. That, to me, is scary, and it is especially frightening for our children.
Lots of frightening information packed into Cell Phones and the Dark Deception by Carly Cooper. Carly, a lot of things that most of us don't really think about here in terms of the dangers of the cell phone. What about things that we can do to make it more safe?
Well, it's fairly easy, you know, to keep yourself safe, and I will tell you, I do own a cell phone. I do not wear it on my body. I think distancing the cell phone from your body is the key, because when you wear it against your waist, you know, your kidneys and your liver, and also for the males, the testes, are very sensitive to that radiation, and like the brain, they absorb a lot of that radiation. So I would say, first off, keep that cell phone off your body as much as you can. Limit your use on the cell phone. You know, it really doesn't matter if you make a lot of short phone calls or if you're on a few long ones. The time is the same. So limit your cell phone use and avoid holding the cell phone to your head, especially while the connections are being made. When your cell phone is trying to get a signal from the tower and the phone's ringing before anyone answers, keep that thing away from your head and either use your speakerphone and wait for somebody to answer before you, I don't even advise you to put it at your head, but anyway, Or what you can do is look at the display on your phone, and then you'll know when somebody answers, and then you can go ahead and start your conversation.
Great information, great ideas, and gosh, I wish we had more time. Cell Phones and the Dark Deception is the book. Visit Carly Cooper online at realcellphonedangers.com. I'm Burke Allen. Thanks for listening.